Hey everybody, welcome to the Majestic Mix podcast. My name is Madison and I'm your girl behind the mic. I just wanted to inform y'all that we have a few more episodes left within this season, and then we're on to season 2, which will be launching January 2020. I'm super duper excited for it. But for today's content, we are talking all about hair, black hair, natural hair, all of it, protective styles, different products. I don't want to give too much away, so without further ado, let's get into today's episode. I'm super duper excited about this episode. This has been my girl since literally kindergarten, y'all. Just go ahead and introduce yourself to the people.
Hey guys, I'm Fatima. Gideon Fatima on Instagram, and I'm really excited to be here on Madison's platform because we got a lot to talk about.
We really do. And honestly, this whole thing just comes natural because me and Fatima, we always have these talks. So I just knew that she was definitely the girl for this episode, y'all.
Period.
And this is all for my black queens, my curly-headed cuties, all y'all. Because I know you're sick and tired, just like we're sick and tired of seeing people taking our hairstyles as we've been doing generationally and just, you know, renaming it, not giving us the credit for it.
And it's just very crazy, especially the younger generation. I feel like even more, like, Bad Baby, the person who pretty much inspired this episode.
Right.
She kind of, like, she's just very uneducated about it. And it's getting worse. Like, if we don't educate her, the people, like, after her are not going to know either. So it's important that she's that ignorant. Right. So we can, you know.
And she is a young girl. So yeah, so I don't. It is the lack of education, but it's like, baby girl, you're on social media.
You know.
You see it. I know you see it.
And then the people agreeing with her, it's also them. Because she's, what, 16 years old? But we have grown people on Twitter talking about something. It's just hair. No.
It's never been just hair. Mm-mm. It's deeper than hair.
Never.
I know, like, it's different when I say, oh, okay, just cut your hair. It's just hair. But when it comes down to culture and things that have been passed down from generations to generation, it gets deep. It's not... And in her argument, she made an argument. She was saying she doesn't come for black women when we straighten our hair. Basically trying to say, y'all, we're trying to be, I don't know her ethnicity. Her.
White.
She's white.
White. She's white. She is white. Yes.
Basically trying to say we're trying to be white.
She's probably like Italian or something, but white.
Oh, okay.
Like Bergoli, that's something, I don't know where that comes from, but I mean, can't be too deep from white, honestly.
Right. And people are super ignorant because there are a group of black people that are born with straight hair. Like, the easiest, like, example I can think of are they're Aboriginal people from Australia. Their hair is blonde and straight. And like, their hair does not curl up. Yes. And so, it's just super ignorant when people say, like, oh, you're straightening your hair because you want to be white. No, that's not the case. And I know, like, that's been the thing in society where some women, they do straighten their hair to try to tone it down and try to assimilate with, you know, corporate America and things like that. But you see where it gets deep. It's deeper than it's just hair.
Exactly. For women everywhere to be, you know, not even just women, because even black men, too, like with the dreadlocks. Right. Even having those, you know how that's like a style, faux locks. Why are you as a white woman comfortable with wearing faux locks when a black man will have that in his head?
Right.
Literally his own hair.
And it's just wild because y'all named it dreads when they're clearly locks.
Exactly. And I have to get on myself to stop calling them dreads.
It's fine because we've been trained, those are dreadlocks. But, I mean, they're locks. My parents, both of my parents have long, beautiful locks. Yeah. So I've always had appreciation for people who grow their locks out. If you want to start locks, do it. I don't care about that awkward stage. Just grow it out. It's you.
That awkward stage, though. That's the only thing.
A lot of people are bothered by that. And even when you loosely grow your hair out and you embrace your curls, there is an awkward stage, but appreciate your hair for what it is.
Yeah, because it's like they envy what we have, but it's just like, if you're gonna my thing is, I don't think it's that bad as long as you know where it comes from, you are respectful. The way she just, like, she was straight defensive, like, oh, we don't say nothing when y'all want straight hair. Nobody.
Who is we, first of all?
Nobody is buying Caucasian bundles, okay? No, nobody wants that.
It's odd. And I do remember people try to make Rihanna out of an example of it, of cultural appropriation, because that it ties into cultural appropriation as well. She did an ad for, I believe it was Vogue China, and she was wearing the traditional kimono, and she had the chopsticks in her hair. But I had to draw the line because that's clearly less appreciation, because all the editors, everybody in Vogue China, those are Chinese people. And so there's a difference because there's clearly, it's appreciation versus appropriation. Those are two separate concepts.
And then it's Vogue China. They asked her to do that. It's not like she just put that on and posted it on Instagram. Like,
Very weird. I hate to say this, but I have to make an example out of Nicki Minaj. Like, I really do love Nicki Minaj and I love female rap, but when she did Chun Li, that was clearly cultural appropriation. Yeah,
it was, now that I think about it.
Right, black people, we gotta start holding ourselves accountable because we don't like when people do it to us, so we shouldn't, like, you know, step out our range and just do it to other people because just the way we feel about our culture and how strongly we feel about our culture, other race and ethnicity groups feel the same way about their cultures.
We should definitely respect other cultures too. I've seen a lot of ignorance when it comes to even just me being African. I've seen a lot of ignorance from kindergarten to now. Like, it's been crazy, the stuff I've heard, but it's definitely gotten better because from like all the African kids now, middle school, elementary school was hard, but like out of nowhere, you know, the sudden like love for Africa and wanting to embrace your roots, it's just very weird to me. Like,
and where exactly are you from? And so like everybody's not confused, where exactly are you from?
Oh, I'm from Guinea, West Africa. Both of my parents were born and raised there. I was my parents' first child born in America. I was born in Columbia, South Carolina. Okay, and so I grew up here, but you know, obviously my parents are very much African, so yeah. And I've been back home, like I know a lot about the culture.
Right.
I wish I knew more, obviously, but I mean, there's only so much you can do from here.
Right.
But yeah, it's just like growing up, we had it hard, and then out of nowhere, like very, what year do you want to say? You know when people just started wearing dashikis and stuff?
Honestly, actually within this decade, I mean, it was a thing in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody was doing it. Yeah. But, like, in this decade, we saw a lot more people, like, appreciating and loving on Africa. And honestly, definitely. I just think that's... Honestly, I feel like our generation is less ignorant.
Yeah, definitely.
As far as Africa, than I'm not going to say every other generation, but it just seems like, you know, things change. Like, social media, I would definitely say, with allowing people to do more research, it definitely helped.
It's like I don't know. Because I don't want to say it's appropriation because it's not, but it can be sometimes because just the sudden love for Africa just it was very like offsetting to me. Like, I don't know where it came from, but at the same time, it's a good thing because that is where you guys came from as well.
Right. I love it.
Yeah.
And I do remember like growing up and just hearing people like kind of like pick on the African kids, and that would bother me. Like, African I was never the one. Yes,
that used to have me in tears.
Like, really?
Yes, I used to really be what's the word? Traumatized over that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like even to this day, like I really just started getting more comfortable talking about being from there, you know, because growing up, people, if they heard that, oh, they have all these jokes and stuff.
Right.
I used to be kind of chill about it, but like obviously, I couldn't hide it that much though. My dad used to be in that. Elementary school, like in the class with me, you know, everybody knew who he was, so it's not like I could really hide where I was from. Daddy. Yeah, my dad was always in that school, very involved.
Black really don't crack because Fatima Daddy been looking the same. We 19 really now. He looks the same. As long as I've seen him, the first time I see him, he's definitely been looking the same.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It really is. Mm-hmm. And it's wild how, you know, appropriation can literally just tie into a hairstyle because like we said earlier, it's not just a hairstyle, it's deeper in here.
I swear, it's like for women and like that. Did you hear about that story, that guy, the basketball player? I think he was in like high school. He had dreads and they actually tried to cut him off. Or no, they didn't try. They cut him off. I forget like the specifics.
I think that wrestling case, and he won the match. Yeah,
that might have been it. Might not have been basketball. That might have been it.
I'm disgusted by
it's
that.
It's just like, what does hair have to do with your performance in the sport?
Okay.
Especially if they were...
in the world in general. Exactly. Like, what does hair have to do with anything? Even when people freeform their locks, J. Cole, a lot of people was coming for J. Cole when he first freeformed his locks.
Mm-hmm.
And I see no problem with that. Like, a lot of people... Yeah. It's a hairstyle as well. Just as well as, you know, when people decide to twist their locks versus just to grow them out freeform.
Yeah.
It's all a hairstyle.
There's just a negative stigma around natural hair in general. Like, even with older black women, like, they'll they'll see my hair. They'll be like, oh, like...
You gonna do something with that?
Yeah. Girl, it's done. It's done. What do you mean? My hair is moisturized. my hair is right. good to go.
Like, I honestly just believe, like, they're so used to that perm that there's nothing else to see other than the perm. And the perm is literally so dangerous.
Literally.
And we starting to run them perm industry down because I was just in Walmart and that same perm I used to put in my hair as a little girl that I would probably get for $10 is now running for $3 on rollback. And it's really just, I love it. Like, we're starting great. To love our hair more than anything we've ever loved. Mm-hmm. And that's just amazing to me.
Well, like, if you would have told me in middle school that I would be wearing my hair out every day in an afro, I would have been like, girl, get in my face. But no, like, really, I really do my hair. Like, it's just so weird to me, the evolution.
Right.
To see this. And then, like, yeah, back to the older generation. Literally, y'all, I work with older people. Tell me why. I came to work because I got a silk press last month. They was all complimenting me, telling me my hair looks so good. When my hair's an afro, they don't be saying nothing to me.
They just leave you alone.
Exactly. And I'm just like, they're so used to seeing that straight hair that when they see my natural hair, I guess it offends them. Right. But listen, person like me, I don't care. I'm gonna wear my hair how I want to. Even my dad be having something to say about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what does he say?
Always tell me to get my hair done. Like, boy. Wow. Oh, he might hear me. No, but I had to get on him, like, this is my natural hair. Like, how are you going to tell me?
Understand.
But his thing is, like, oh, I'm always spending time doing my hair. But at the same time, why does it concern you?
Yeah.
Like, it's my hair. It's my time that I'm spending. Like, come on.
Right.
I do my hair once a week. I don't think that's excessive at all.
That's not bad.
I literally do my hair once a week. Like, this is probably, like, a day six wash and go.
The thing is, with black hair, you can't just let it sit. You got to really spend time with your hair. This is not something you could just comb and it just flatten out and be straight. You can't even use the comb if you don't have water or some type of product in it.
Especially kinkier hair. Like, you have to really
spend time with it.
Exactly. You can't just let it go crazy.
I remember having the perm, and I could just throw my hair in a ponytail and go. Mm-hmm. But I noticed I came into a new confidence once I finally went natural.
I swear.
There was nothing nobody could tell me about anything I had on, how I looked that day. Like, no. Even now, like, I mainly wear my hair more than anything else. I still do my protective styles and things like that. But, like, 90% of the time, y'all see my hair.
Yeah, that's how it is for me, too. And it's very recent because even last year, I don't think I really wore my hair out as much.
Really?
I don't know. I feel like this year, like 2019, I really wore my hair out.
Right.
Because my mom braids hair. So I always stayed with box braids in my hair like last year.
Right.
But I haven't had braids since like the summertime, which is kind of rare for me. I always stay with braids in my hair, especially like these colder months.
You but just cut your hair. Like, I've just noticed like about a year ago or so, you cut your hair.
Yep.
You was transitioning from damage, right?
Yeah, I had like a couple straight pieces, so I just cut it all off. Mm. Hair is just, well, in this sense, it's just hair.
Yeah.
You know, it's my hair, it's just hair to me.
Right.
But in the other sense, obviously not. But yeah, it was just hair, I just cut it because it's gonna grow back. Like,
it literally grows right back. Mm-hmm. Me, I have the habit of cutting my hair.
This girl, like she is scissor happy.
But what's funny is it grows right back.
Yeah, her hair grows in 2 to 3 business days, literally.
I just spend time on my hair all the time. That's why I try to wear it as mostly as I can. But, like, in the colder months, I do, like, hide my hair and tuck it away. Because, you know, it sheds a lot, but it can also break off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, black hair. The difference between black hair and Caucasian hair is, it's incomparable, honestly. It's
very
just incomparable.
Incomparable.
We can't even use the same products. Mm-mm, it's that incomparable.
All. They wouldn't know what to do with our hair.
Honestly,
that's why when it's just very weird to me when black men get with white women, they have kids, and the kids' hair just be looking any type of way. Like, why don't you take time to learn about your child's hair? It's not straight hair like yours. Like, take time to learn about it, and it's not hard. But I saw this one YouTube video. This girl was doing her mixed child's hair, and I was just like, props to her. Like, she had a whole wash day routine, detangling her hair. I'm like, wow. Like, it's not hard. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, just take some time. Learn the products that work for your child's hair. And
there's actually this salon, like, I saw a video of this woman who I believe she has mixed kids, and like, it's not that she's trying to separate, but she just dedicates her salon to women who don't know how to do the mixed child's hair. Because I mean, literally doing a child with mixed hair is literally just doing a child who's like fully black. Like, curls are curls, like the products. I'm not saying we can all use the same products, but I mean, we can. You just have to find what works for you. Mm-hmm.
And definitely it would be in the same line, at least.
Right.
Because they have a bunch of different products for different hair.
Right. And I love the fact that you brought up the reactions you have when you have straight hair or when you have like protective style versus your afro, because mm-hmm. that still is a real thing. It just shows you like there's literally still hate out there when it comes to black hair.
It's crazy, but there's a lot of love too,
right?
Like I go to work and so many people tell me they love my hair. Mm-hmm. Even yesterday I was looking crazy and I was walking right past this man. He said, "Love the hair." I said, "Thank you, King. Thank you." That's what I mean it sometimes, like for real.
When white men compliment my hair, I just think it's the cutest thing in the world. Like, you really like my hair?
Love the hair. Love the hair.
Like, you really like this for real? Like, swear. Are you happy?
I swear. Lying? But that's how you be knowing. It's really, like, it's really that. Like, black hair is really it.
When I love that people are actually just changing their mind about, mm-hmm. you know, black hair, because might as well just get used to it, because I can see it right now. My generation that I'm growing up in, our kids, mm-hmm. okay, it ain't finna be no perm. It not finna be none of that.
And if you putting perm in your kids' hair,
stop.
In 2020, moving forward, come on.
Please just stop.
Do your child a favor.
At least just take the time to just learn.
Or at least just keep it in protective style. Like, that's the least you can do until they know what they want to do to their hair.
Right. I just know, like, I want, in the future, I just would prefer a man who would love to just spend time with my children and just learn how to do their hair, mm-hmm. whether it's I have a boy and his hair is long or a girl and her hair is long and they're both growing their hair out at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like my dad growing up, he used to do my hair.
Yeah.
My dad, he would cut my hair, wash my hair. Sometimes he would, when I had perm hair, he would touching up my perm.
Oh,
and my dad literally did everything. Dad of the year. Me. Yes. But you see my dad, his locks are super long.
Yeah, his hair is long.
He's always had, I honestly, like, we don't talk about it, but I feel like my dad, he just appreciates hair overall, because my mm-hmm. dad, he has always, as long as I've known him, he's always had long hair, mm-hmm. long, beautiful hair.
Yeah, his hair is super long.
Right. It all ties into like the appreciation for just being black overall and just having that hair. Another thing I wanted to bring up was like hair typing. How do you feel about hair typing?
Two things. Mm-hmm. Like, hair typing doesn't matter. Doesn't mm-hmm. matter what your texture is. Just matters what products you use and, you know, you taking care of your hair. I hate when people get too wrapped up in, 3C, 4C, 4A, blah, blah, blah. Like, it doesn't matter. I mean, it can help, but that's not the major focus.
Right.
It's just not something you should be too wrapped up on. Because I remember when I first went natural, I was watching all these videos, 3C people. I don't have a piece. Oh, I probably have a little bit, but my hair is not really 3C for me to be watching a whole routine on it. Like, it's good to watch, but
yeah, it's cute, but representation matters.
Exactly.
I always subscribe to you. I subscribe to YouTubers of all curl types. Mm-hmm. I just would like to see, like, you know, just give me some recommendations. What products should I try? What products should I stay away from?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, them 4C girls be killing it on YouTube. They really do be killing it.
All the 4C girls on YouTube have beautiful hair. Beautiful,
long, thick hair.
Oh, my God. Thick hair. Like, for real.
Hair typing is not a contest. Mm-hmm. It literally, only thing it's for is just, it's just to show you, like, the way your hair. It's just there to show you how your hair is designed. It's not, like, a competition. It's not compare and contrast. My curls are better than your curls. It's none mm-hmm. of that. Because to be technical with y'all, 4C is the curliest hair. That's why it's so tight.
Exactly. And what was I about to say? Everybody's hair type looks different. Like, everybody's 4A don't look the same.
But right. Exactly.
I done seen some thin 4A that almost looks like No, there's nothing wrong with thin hair, y'all. Everybody got different densities.
Right.
But I've seen some like thinner type 4 hair that almost just looks like type 3 hair, and mm-hmm. you wouldn't even really think, but if you look at the individual like pattern, then you'll see the actual, you know, curl type.
Yeah, anything can factor into that. Mm-hmm. Could be your porosity.
Yeah.
If your hair is color treated.
Porosity is the most important, really.
It really is. I'm low porosity.
I still don't really even know.
Like, about porosity?
Yeah.
It's just, it has to do with the intake of moisture.
Okay.
Of your hair. And like, certain products are not going to work for, like, if you got a high porosity hair, butters and creams will work better for you than just, like, regular, like, watery products.
I must have high porosity. I love, like, my hair loves, like, shea butter and palm oil, like, thick creams and stuff like that.
It's simple. You literally just put that strand in the water.
Mm-hmm.
That's the test right
there. That's what I'm gonna do. I don't know why I'm holding back on doing that. That's the easiest thing ever. I need to do that to see.
I am so weak. And what products do you like?
My favorite product right now, like my favorite that has my hair looking so good, is the red palm oil curl stretch pudding by Shea Moisture.
Mm.
It works so good. It's so
thick. I've been wanting to try that.
You need to try it. And I have the leave-in, too. The leave-in works really well.
Mm. Isn't there a gel that comes with it, too?
Yeah, I haven't gotten into that. I really
want to try the gel first.
But I'm sure it works well. And they have a shampoo, too. I need to get the shampoo because there's, like, not a lot of shampoos that leave your hair feeling really moisturized.
Right. Sometimes my hair be dry, and these supposed to be the ones without the sulfate.
Exactly.
I'm starting to think some of y'all lying when y'all say it ain't no sulfate in it, because why is my hair so dry?
All them little ingredients.
Okay. I literally sit and I read every ingredient. Y'all, that's important.
Yeah, it is. I don't even.
You're supposed to know at least the first four ingredients to know you in good hands when it comes to a product. I really do like Shea Moisture too.
Yeah.
I've been a product junkie my whole natural hair
same
career. I'm gonna call it a career.
Yeah.
I kind of just been a product junkie. Everything has just been trial and error.
Yeah.
And I know my products are my favorite products.
Me too.
I really love Eco Gel.
Which one?
I think the olive oil is my favorite one. Mm-hmm. I know they keep coming out with new ones, but I really just like, I'm traditional. Mm-hmm. I want to stick to my gel. Yeah,
try the black one.
The,
Jamaican black castor oil.
Is that the green one?
No, it's black. It has a black top.
It has a black top. What color is it?
It's kind of shimmery.
Oh, yeah, I have some.
Oh, you do?
I really like it as far as wash and go.
But
for me, my hold is not that good when I use it.
Same.
Day one hair, though. Woo.
Have you used Wetline?
I haven't tried Wetline yet. Does it have alcohol in it?
Yeah. But.
Ooh.
But. I went from using the black Eco to Wetline, and I haven't been back to the Eco at all.
Like, really?
Wetline, that definition. You be seeing my
definition.
Is
the blue or white?
I've used the blue and the white, but I use the clear one currently. The blue one leaves residue.
I see a lot of naturals dipping and dabbling in Wetline, so you know what? I might just take one for the team and just try it.
Because
it's alcohol in these shampoos anyway.
Honestly. I don't even be worried about that, but I know it has alcohol in it.
Mm.
For sure. But it works really well.
I really wanted to try like this thing where I go back to the products where I was using when I had permed hair and just try to see how it works on my hair. It's just a little social experiment.
Girl, I'm ready for you to do a YouTube.
Really?
Yes.
For my hair?
Yeah.
I've been thinking about it. I don't know.
Remember that video we was going to do?
Yeah, we should still do
it.
You
want to do it soon?
Yeah, let's do it.
We can do it, honestly, like this week, next week.
Me and Fatima, we always talk about collabing.
And
so
this
is like our
first
thing
collab
right here.
Yeah.
That's yeah, great. We'll do it.
We definitely can because I want to, you the one I'm talking about, right? Like you and your
product. The product swap.
Yeah, we should do it. Cause
if we do it, y'all better watch it because it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We do have similar textures.
Yeah.
Our densities are quite the same. But
my
hair, it's a little condensed down because I'm growing out this shortcut I have.
Yeah.
I love a taper haircut, y'all.
I know it takes a taper haircut. How long did it take you to do your hair? Not that long.
You know, it takes a little bit longer because certain pieces are shorter than the other pieces.
Uh-huh.
But as far as washing go, I usually get done 30 minutes to an hour.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, it's not super bad.
Yeah.
And I also use a diffuser. So
oh, you do?
It's not, yeah.
I don't. I air dry my hair.
It's good to air dry your hair.
Yeah.
Like, I just do it on a cool setting. It's about the same as just using, like, a fan or just, like, regular air. But
I feel like my hair's not long enough for a diffuser.
Not true. Girl, you see this? You can buy a small diffuser, you can buy a big diffuser.
Yeah, because the attachment that came with mine is kind of big.
Really?
That might be
big. I use a bigger one.
Oh.
It does miracles for, like, the top right here, and I go around the back with it.
I'm going to try diffuser again. Oh, my God, we should really do that video.
You touched on your experience with, you know, people around you and the different reactions.
Yeah.
I noticed that with certain boys that, you know, they compliment me. Oh, I really like your hair. But what is it that you like about my hair? Because when I wear my hair in a puff, and, like, I pick my curls out and just wear it in a puff, I get less compliments than where I just wear it like this and, like, the wash and go or the twist out state.
The curls. The defined curls.
Mm.
I don't know why guys like that, but they do. That makes sense.
Right. They love it.
Mm-hmm.
I've had somebody play in my hair one time, like, wow, you have such beautiful curls. And he literally, let me tell y'all how this boy, I don't want to say his name, shout out to him though, because if he listening to this, he gonna know who I'm talking about. He put his hands in my head and he was like, oh, you have such beautiful curls. And usually I have a problem with that. Like, please just ask to touch my hair.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was just something about this moment. I just appreciate it. He was like, you have such beautiful hair. And like, he tells me all the time that I have beautiful hair. But this the thing, y'all. He took my neck. He pushed my head. He was like, let me see the back of your head. Because I had an undercut. But my curls are growing back out. So they're like little baby curls. But I just know like his intent was good. That usually, okay, with black hair, y'all, please just look but don't touch it.
Just ask.
It's art. we take time. We literally spend time. Our hair is our canvas. Mm-hmm. We put into all these products. We mix all these butters and creams for it to look like art. So just watch what you're doing when it comes to black hair. Curly hair in general.
You don't just go around touching people's face. It's the same type of thing. Like, don't do that. Yo, the oils from your fingers gonna disrupt my I've been telling people that and they be laughing like, no, bruh.
That's true. I mean, it could happen.
Exactly. Especially if, like, I have a gel cast and you just touching my hair. Like, don't do that.
Right. And I had somebody touch my hair and, like, oh, your hair is hard. But, okay, yeah. It's the gel cast. You gotta calm down. It's gonna soften up.
Exactly.
It's just day one.
Talking about. Exactly. It's just day one. Just wait. Catch me tomorrow. Hair gonna be soft.
This girl could be baby soft, okay?
Exactly.
What you saying?
Another thing that I've noticed is, I don't know if people just don't think dark-skinned people can have a looser hair texture.
That is so good.
But when people see me, like, oh my god, how do you get your hair to do that?
Right.
It's my hair.
Right.
I use products like any other person.
Texture and skin tone don't correlate.
Like, at all. That's why when people be wanting mixed kids, and then you
okay,
want,
for
you want
what?
A 3C kid so bad.
It's fun to have a preference, but once you start, like, fetishizing.
Exactly, that's creepy.
Your child, that's just, is weird.
Too much, for real. Because what if your child comes out with type 4 hair? Are you going to love
them
the same?
What you going to say? Yeah.
Seriously.
If your hair is natural, your hair is natural. No matter if your pattern's loose, no matter if you have a kinkier pattern, love it just the same.
Exactly. Your hair can, like, my hair is never going to look like your hair. Like, it's completely different. You have to love your hair. That's how, you know, I learned to do my hair, because I had to stop watching those videos. Like, girl, your hair is not going to look like that. Like,
they're helpful as far as, like, knowledge. But when you think about your hair, you really just got to sit down and just take time with your hair and just figure out what your hair actually likes. Like,
I
remember watching videos. What is it? The Shea Moisture, Coconut Hibiscus, Curly Henson Smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
I would watch, like, mixed girls on YouTube do their hair with it. And so I remember when I first got my first drawer, I was so excited. I was like, oh, it's my time to shine. I'm finna, y'all, this is about to be a cute wash ago. But y'all, that product does not work for me at
really?
All. Not even
it works
bit.
For me.
Not twist out, not braid out, not wash and go.
Dang.
Not at all.
I swear, when you, like, see a product hyped up on YouTube and you go get it and it doesn't work, that's the worst feeling.
It hurts so bad. That's just like waking up and your twist up not dry.
Oh, and your hair be puffy.
Oh
my god,
Lord.
That's why I stopped messing with twist outs. Twist outs are too dangerous for me. I can't do it. I just like my good old wash and go because I know how it's gonna look.
A failed wash and go and twist out, I noticed for me, always makes a really good puff.
Oh, really?
A really good high
I've
puff.
Never done a puff before.
Really?
I don't think it
will. Girl, that
get
is
on
my
me.
When my hair starts growing out, that's my go-to. If I don't feel like doing anything to my hair, honestly, today I almost threw my hair up in a puff, but I was like, you know, this definition is still,
yeah, it looks
it's
really
still
good.
Working with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just kept it.
Yeah, it looks good. I've never
Thank
done a puff.
You.
Maybe I'll do one day.
You should try it.
Maybe.
There's literally so much you can do with black hair. I just don't see how some people would hate black hair.
It just makes no sense. It's kind of sad that we had to go through perms to learn how our hair really is. Like, I wish we could have avoided that in general.
We still fighting to this day because New York literally just passed a law about hair discrimination. Why is that a law?
In 2019. It shouldn't even be a thing. Like,
it shouldn't.
We should just be accepted anywhere.
Right. Whether I got this straight wig on, this body wave, or whether my hair is kinky. At that point, it's just hair. But once you're outside the culture and once you borrow what we've already put out and what we've been doing over the years, it becomes a problem. It's not just hair at that point.
It isn't. It's just sad, honestly. But
it
I
is
do.
Real sad.
I feel like it's getting better.
It is.
Aside
it's
from
better.
The couple, like when I saw a bad baby talking like that, it kind of shocked me because
I
haven't seen it in a while.
Right.
But I mean, it just shows you there's still ignorance in the world, but it definitely is getting better. Like, she's a little girl.
Right, she
I'll
is a little girl.
I'll let her slide this
Yeah, I don't
want
to hate on her too bad.
But
there's people out there growner than us. We're currently 19.
Mm-hmm.
And their mindset is the same as hers. And it's like,
and
that's a child.
Okay. And you're a black female male. You're grown.
Right.
And you're caping for a little white girl.
Right.
Disrespecting you, disrespecting your mother.
Right. Mama hair just as kinky as mine, and you sitting there, you taking up for that girl with straight hair.
And
9 times out of 10, black men, black women, your child's hair is not going to come out straight.
ever.
There's gonna be some type of loose or some type of loose curl or some type of wave about it. It's just not gonna come out straight.
Have you ever noticed when like it's a mixed child and the mom is black, the child's texture is a little bit looser? Have you noticed that? It just depends, obviously.
It kind of does depend. Like, I always say, like, I can tell if somebody's mixed, if their father is black or if their mother's white or vice versa. Like, I can tell.
You can really tell.
It's features. I feel like the dad's features usually comes out stronger.
Especially if the dad's white, I think, because, you know, you get more genes from your dad or whatever. Mm-hmm. If the dad's white, they just, I don't know, they look more white, Caucasian.
It's crazy because I remember growing up in, one and a half hair, like, a mixed kid. And just thinking now, like, that was so problematic. And it wasn't even my fault. It was just everything I saw in the media. The people you would see on the Just For Me ads. And the little girl, even on the relaxer box. I wanted her like her so bad. And I remember begging my mom for that perm. And she finally gave me that perm. And I don't know what happened after that. I just was not messing with it. Straight hair is not for me.
An unrealistic expectation that they place for us. That's why when I have kids, I'm going to teach them to love their hair. We're going to be having wash days from day one. So they know how it is. They used to it.
I'm waiting for that day when my child come home and be like, oh, somebody said something about my hair today.
Oh, we're going to turn that school up.
Do you like your hair? That's all that matter. Day, I'm not straightening my child hair.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's a narrative that's saying, like, you got to straighten your hair for a super important day.
Oh,
no,
my
you don't.
God. That I saw that and it really resonated with me. I was like, wait. That's so
if you
true.
Think about it, it's problematic.
Every, you know, special event, oh, let's go get your hair.
Yeah, Easter. Ooh, shout a hot cold.
Like, just everything like that, it's crazy to think. Like, these things are like, I don't even know the word, but it's like put into our heads.
Right.
Just from an early age, and it's just crazy to look back like, wow, I used to think like that.
Even with brides, I'm noticing more and more brides are starting to wear, like, their fro versus
is
that straight, you know, textured hair.
Or like updo or something.
The updo. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Nothing is... Updos are undefeated. Okay?
Yeah, that's signature wedding style right there.
Right. When I get married, either it's going to be my hair. No matter of fact, I'm wearing my hair at my wedding.
I don't know, man. I might have to serve them with a 30-inch. For the one time, I might have to.
If my hair is like long, like super long, I don't know what dress I'm wearing. This is just hypothetical. When I get married...
Because we don't know.
It might just be my hair. I might just straighten my hair. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll see.
I might cut it off bald. Period. It don't matter because it's my hair.
And another thing we need to talk about is these black men disrespecting our black queens.
Okay. That's
I'm
a good
just
topic.
Over it. Like, I love it's it. Just, it stresses me out so much. Like,
and where does the hate actually come from? That's
It's self-hate. It's weird. It's self-hate. If you are insecure with yourself, you're going to pick on other people about things that, you know, obviously you share in common with them.
I literally heard a black man the other day call this black woman nappy-headed, and I was like...
Oh my God. That's just so stressful. What?
Nappy-headed, like, overall, it's not a bad
thing.
Yeah,
I call my hair nappy all the
time. Yeah, my hair is just as nappy as can be.
And it's like, how can you look... I remember literally last year in class... Was that last year? It felt like we graduated years ago.
Right.
But I remember in class, me and this boy was arguing. I'll tell you who it is. He was just arguing with me about hair, pretty much. And saying just pretty much the whole good hair thing. And I'm like, good hair is healthy
what
hair.
What is good hair?
Like, what is good hair? And it's just sad because he has a mixed daughter.
He does.
Yeah.
She's beautiful.
She's really pretty, yeah. But it's just sad because... If that's how you're thinking, I don't want you to rub that off on your daughter.
Right.
And that's how she's talking to people. Mm. She thinks she's on a pedestal because she has loose
her hair
curls.
Loose. Yeah.
Like, no.
She's still black.
And then I'm like, my hair is curly too. He was like, oh no, it's not. I'm like, yes, it is.
Wait, what? He said your hair wasn't curly?
He was basically saying my hair's not curly because it's kinkier. And I'm like, dude, just because you're used to, like, you know, the 3C curls that Hispanic girls and, like, you know, light mixed girls have, doesn't mean that... My hair isn't curly.
Your
My
hair
is curlier
really
than
curly.
Theirs. Like
it's super curly.
Exactly. It's curly, it's coily, like it's there. It matters, you know? You're not
no,
about to just
not.
Dismiss my hair just because, you know, you think another hair type is more beautiful than mine. Which is crazy to me. We was talking about it all day.
I think he's just used to one type of curl.
Mm-hmm.
Or like that image, that one image.
I think a lot of people are.
Are people still in awe at the fact that black women have curly hair?
I think they are.
Y'all used to us having perms. This is not our hair texture.
Exactly. At all. Nothing close to it.
Right. Even when people put in texturizers, that's still not close. Texturizers, by the way, for some of y'all that don't know, is a very mild relaxer. Mm-hmm. And even though you might say, oh, I'm natural, I texturize, no, you just put it like a more mild relaxer than everything else. The concentration is just low.
I would never. The only chemicals I'm putting in my hair is color, and that's period.
Okay. I would slap a texture and tones down in my head. Like, it ain't nothing.
I need to try that out.
It's really good. It was made by a black chemist. Well, a group of black chemists for natural hair.
They have a lot of
I really recommend that
options.
They do. They have a good few options.
I use L'Oreal High Color.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. That's a really good color of you.
Yeah.
L'Oreal. I didn't know.
I mixed a shimmering gold and coolest brown. So, like, a blonde and a brown.
Cool.
Yeah. And I dyed my hair twice. And, yeah, I just wanted it lighter.
Even with dyeing your hair, y'all, please be careful. Just read what you about to put in your hair. Because bleach, you can damage your hair easily the first time you apply bleach to your hair. So just be careful. I would just say, like, go to somebody you trust, a professional.
With me, I don't care. But you should definitely, you should definitely consult in somebody or watch videos at least. Keep
that hair in good health.
Yeah, don't just do it all willy-nilly.
And right, then, don't risk them curls just because you want a different hair color.
Exactly. And, make sure you deep condition your hair before and after you, what's it called?
There's hair paint wax for that. Yeah. For some people that like to switch it up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. I've used it in my hair.
Really?
And yeah, it washes it out great. And it doesn't really stain my hand. For me, no. But you got to think, like, that is a product too. So
yeah,
certain products, when you put them together, they flake.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad. I really like it. I recommend it.
But yeah, regardless, there's so many ways.
But just be careful, like, your hair, that's your masterpiece. That's your God-given masterpiece. So whatever you do with it, whether you want to wrap it up, if you want to flat iron it. Honestly, this is not shaming the people who perm their hair still.
Yeah, true.
If you want to perm it, embrace that. Your hair is cool, girl.
Yeah, just make sure you're doing it for the right reasons.
Right.
Don't do it because you're trying to assimilate to, you know.
Right. I just love black hair. It's just super versatile.
Man, I always say, like, I don't know what I would do if I wasn't black.
Me too. That's in my prayers. Like, God, thank you. I really love this. I really hate to cut this episode off because there's so much we can say about black hair overall. But Fatima, just thank you again for just coming out and just
of course.
Putting your opinions out there, because your opinions, they do matter. Like, I know we sit down and we had these conversations, but they're super deep and I feel like somebody needs to have insight on what we say. So, like, just tell people where they can find you.
I have a YouTube channel that I don't really post on, but I'm going to try to be more consistent. Mm. And seeing Madison do this is very inspiring for me for me to actually take it serious, because, you know, she just started. She has so many episodes out, so much content. She's always working on this. So, yeah, my YouTube channel is Fatima Kaba, I think. No, it's not. It's Fatima's World. That's how you know I don't be on there.
Her YouTube is Fatima's World.
Yeah, my
World.
YouTube
what about
channel
Instagram,
is Fatima's
Twitter?
World. Instagram is Guinea and Fatima, and my Twitter is Kaba Fatimata. Thank you, Madison, for having me.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
That's all for episode 6, though, y'all. Period. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Stay tuned for episode 7, which will be up next week. And y'all already know what I say. Y'all already know how I close. Y'all be good now, okay? You hear me? Bye, y'all. See y'all in episode 7.